Jasher chapter 24. And the life of Sarah was 127 years, and Sarah died. And Abraham rose up from before his dead to seek a burial place to bury his wife Sarah. And he went and spoke to the children of Heth, the inhabitants of the land, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you in your land. Give me a possession of a burial place in your land, that I may bury my dead from before me. And the children of Heth said unto Abraham, Behold, the land is before thee. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead, for no man shall withhold thee from burying thy dead. And Abraham said unto them, If you are agreeable to this, go and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, requesting that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which is in the end of his field, and I will purchase it of him for whatever he desire for it. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth, and they went and called for him, and he came before Abraham. And Ephron said unto Abraham, Behold, all thou requirest thy servant will do. And Abraham said, No, but I will buy the cave and the field which thou hast for value, in order that it may be for a possession of a burial place for ever. And Ephron answered and said, Behold, the field and the cave are before thee. Give whatever thou desirest. And Abraham said, Only at full value will I buy it from thy hand, and from the hands of those who go in at the gate of thy city, and from the hand of thy seed for ever. And Ephron and all his brethren heard this. And Abraham weighed to Ephron 400 shekels of silver in the hands of Ephron and in the hands of all his brethren. And Abraham wrote this transaction. And he wrote and testified it with 4 witnesses. And these are the names of the witnesses. Amichal, the son of Abishna the Hittite. Adikoram, the son of Ashunach the Hivite. Abdon, the son of Achiram the Gomerite. Bactil, the son of Abadish the Zionite. And Abraham took the book of the purchase and placed it in his treasures. And these are the words that Abraham wrote in the book, namely, that the cave and the field Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite and from his seed, and from those that go out of his city and from their seed forever, are to be a purchase to Abraham and to his seed and to those that go forth from his loins, for a possession of a burial place forever. And he put a signet to it, and testified it with witnesses. And the field and the cave that was in it, and all that place, were made sure unto Abraham and unto his seed after him, from the children of Heth. Behold, it is before Mamre in Hebron, which is in the land of Canaan. And after this Abraham buried his wife Sarah there. And that place and all its boundary became to Abraham and unto his seed for a possession of a burial place. And Abraham buried Sarah with pomp as observed at the interment of kings. And she was buried in very fine and beautiful garments. And at her bier was Shem, his sons Eber and Abimelech, together with Anar, Ashcol, and Mamre, and all the grandees of the land followed her bier. And the days of Sarah were 127 years, and she died. And Abraham made a great and heavy mourning, and he performed the rites of mourning for 7 days. And all the inhabitants of the land comforted Abraham and Isaac his son on account of Sarah. And when the days of their mourning passed by, Abraham sent away his son, and he went to the house of Shem and Eber to learn the ways of the Lord and his instructions. And Abraham remained there 3 years. At that time Abraham rose up with all his servants, and they went and returned homeward to Beersheba. And Abraham and all his servants remained in Beersheba. And at the revolution of the year, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, died in that year. He was 193 years old at his death. And Abraham went with his people to the land of the Philistines. And they comforted the whole household and all his servants. And he then turned and went home. And it was after the death of Abimelech that the people of Gerar took Ben-Melech, his son, and he was only 12 years old, and they made him lying in the place of his father. And they called his name Abimelech after the name of his father, for thus was it their custom to do in Gerar. And Abimelech reigned instead of Abimelech his father, and he sat upon his throne. And Lot, the son of Haran, also died in those days, in the 39th year of the life of Isaac. And all the days that Lot lived were 140 years, and he died. And these are the children of Lot that were born to him by his daughters. The name of the firstborn was Moab, and the name of the second was Benami. And the two sons of Lot went and took themselves wives from the land of Canaan, and they bare children to them. And the children of Moab were Ed, Maon, Tarsus, and Canville, four sons. These are fathers to the children of Moab unto this day. And all the families of the children of Lot went to dwell wherever they should light upon, for they were fruitful and increased abundantly. And they went and built themselves cities in the land where they dwelt. And they called the names of the cities which they built after their own names. And Nahor, the son of Terah, brother to Abraham, died in those days, in the 40th year of the life of Isaac. And all the days of Nahor were 172 years. And he died and was buried in Haran. And when Abraham heard that his brother was dead, he grieved sadly, and he mourned over his brother many days. And Abraham called for Eliezer, his head servant, to give him orders concerning his house. And he came and stood before him. And Abraham said to him, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death, for I am advanced in days. Now therefore, rise up, go forth, and do not take a wife for my son from this place and from this land, from the daughters of the Canaanites, amongst whom we dwell. But go to my land and to my birthplace, and take from thence a wife for my son. And the Lord God of heaven and earth, who took me from my father's house and brought me to this place, and said unto me, To thy seed will I give this land for an inheritance forever. He will send his angel before thee, and prosper thy way, that thou mayest obtain a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house." And the servant answered his master Abraham and said, "Behold, I go to thy birthplace and to thy father's house, and take a wife for thy son from there. But if the woman be not willing to follow me to this land, shall I take thy son back to the land of thy birthplace?" And Abraham said unto him, "Take heed that thou bring not my son hither again. For the Lord before whom I have walked, he will send his angel before thee, and prosper thy way." And Eliezer did as Abraham ordered him. And Eliezer swore unto Abraham his master upon this matter. And Eliezer rose up and took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and 10 men from his master's servants with him. And they rose up and went to Haran, the city of Abraham and Nahor, in order to fetch a wife for Isaac, the son of Abraham. And whilst they were gone, Abraham sent to the house of Shem and Eber, and they brought from thence his son Isaac. And Isaac came home to his father's house to Beersheba, whilst Eliezer and his men came to Haran. And they stopped in the city by the watering place. And he made his camels to kneel down by the water, and they remained there. And Eliezer, Abraham's servant, prayed and said, "O God of Abraham, my master, send me, I pray thee, good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master, that thou shalt appoint this day a wife for my master's son from his family." And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Eliezer for the sake of his servant Abraham. And he happened to meet with the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, brother to Abraham, and Eliezer came to her house. And Eliezer related to them all his concerns, and that he was Abraham's servant, and they greatly rejoiced at him. And they all blessed the Lord who brought this thing about, and they gave him Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, for a wife for Isaac. And the young woman was a very comely appearance. She was a virgin. And Rebekah was 10 years old in those days. And Bethuel and Laban and his children made a feast on that night. And Eliezer and his men came and ate and drank and rejoiced there on that night. And Eliezer rose up in the morning, he and the men that were with him, and he called to the whole house of Bethuel, saying, "Send me away, that I may go to my master." And they rose up and sent away Rebekah and her nurse Deborah, the daughter of Uz. And they gave her silver and gold, men servants and maid servants, and they blessed her. And they sent Eliezer away with his men. And the servants took Rebekah, and he went and returned to his master, to the land of Canaan. And Isaac took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he brought her into the tent. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of his uncle Bethuel, for a wife.